On today's podcast, we'll be covering week 2 of 5 on ergonomics and injury prevention. So stay tuned.
Welcome to Warehouse Safety Tips. If you're a seasoned vodcast viewer, this vodcast is going to be different from most that you watch. It's based around exactly what the name implies, Warehouse Safety Tips. And since the people in this industry are busy, we know that time is money, so each episode will be as short and to the point as possible. And now, with all that out of the way, let's get to the vodcast.
Manual lifting is one of the most frequent tasks in many facilities. Lifting is part of our daily routines, from moving boxes to shifting equipment. But when done incorrectly, it can lead to serious injuries, especially strains and sprains to the lower back, shoulders, and knees. And these injuries sideline team members and can reduce overall productivity and morale. So one of the top priorities of a solid safety culture is reducing the risk of injury. And that starts with ensuring lifting is done with the proper technique, mindset, and awareness. So every lift deserves attention, whether it's an item that's heavy, light, large, or small. And here are a few tips that are going to help you with safe lifting. Number one, assess the load before lifting. Take a moment to inspect the object. Is it heavy? Is it awkward? Is it unstable? Test the weight by nudging it with your foot or maybe lifting a corner. And if it feels too heavy to handle safely, don't hesitate to ask for help or use equipment like carts or dollies. Number two, get into a proper stance. Make sure that you stand close to the object with your feet shoulder width apart. This stance is going to give you a strong support base and help keep your body balanced during the lift. Number three, you want to lift with your legs and not your back. Bend your knees, keep your back straight, and focus on using your leg muscles to do the work. Avoid bending to the waist, which is going to put pressure on the spine and lead to potential injuries over time. Number four, you want to hold the items close to your body. So keep loads at waist level and as close to your center of gravity as possible. This is going to reduce strain on your back and help you maintain better control. And last but certainly not least, avoid twisting during the lift. Keep your body straight and pivot your feet instead of twisting your upper body. Twisting while carrying a load is going to increase the chances of pulling or damaging a joint or a muscle. So practicing these safe lifting techniques daily is going to help create a safer environment for everybody. Regular refreshers, clear signage, and peer support can go a long way in reinforcing these habits. We even do it here on Warehouse Safety Tips. When lifting becomes second nature, injury risks drop, and that's a win for safety and for productivity. So make sure that you stay mindful, stay alert, don't rush, and know that every lift matters. Protecting your body is going to help you stay strong and ready for the work ahead. And thank you for being part of another episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. Until we meet next time, have a great week and stay safe.
Before moving on, here's a word from one of our sponsors. If you've ever been to or worked in a warehouse, you know just how important safety is to both management and staff. It's almost impossible to go 10 steps without seeing safety tape, angles, signs, and/or safety products. It's these items that show us how to be safe and avoid danger in the workplace. And if you're looking for the best products to make this happen, look no further than Mighty Line. Mighty Line floor signs and floor markings offer the best industrial products out there. We're proud to have Mighty Line as the official floor sign and floor marking company for the Warehouse Safety Tips podcast and site. Go to mightylinetape.com/safety tips to request a sample pack of their incredible safety signs and floor markings. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. If you visit warehousesafetytips.com, you'll find the show notes for this episode and access to all of our blog posts, previous podcasts, advertiser information, and much more. Thank you for listening to Warehouse Safety Tips, and have a safe day.